What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Black and Aquatics, Freedom to Swimming. I am Tazaria. I'm the host, and I go by Coach T on the internet. Wow. Today, I'm here with Pearl of Beach Body Butter, and I wanted to kind of introduce her product and her line to you guys because I met Pearl at a Surfer Niagara event, a local nonprofit in Jacksonville Beach. So, Pearl, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, so can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes, like you said, I met you at a Surfer Niagara event where I was attending with Sisters of the Sea. I bring that up because I learned how to surf a few years ago and I came down here and Gigi of Surfer Niagara told me about that group. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of been hanging with them. I'm a technical writer. I'm a serial entrepreneur, I like to say. Mm-hmm. And this is my latest business. And I enjoy this business as much as I did when I had my own publishing company. I get up in the morning and I work all day, taking breaks, but I work mm-hmm. all day on my business. And I enjoy it. It's a lot of moving pieces. But once I get a task mm-hmm. accomplished, I'm really excited about it.
That's awesome. And can you tell us, because I know you're just starting up the business and you have one product but two versions. Can you give us a little bit more about that, the names yeah. and whatnot?
So when I was surfing, I did not enjoy the lotions and the butters that were out there that I tried because it either wasn't enough or I didn't like the fragrance. Mm-hmm. It's no knock to anybody's fragrance. I just didn't like it. I'm not a fruity person. I don't even really drink fruity drinks. Mm-hmm. a lot of it didn't moisturize long enough. So mm-hmm. I started like messing with butters of my own. I'm not a fan of shea butter just because of the fragrance, not because it doesn't work well, because it does. But I tried coconut oil. Yeah. Coconut oil kind of, it hardens and then it gets soft. And then
I'm a huge fan of coconut oil. Right. You know?
And then you can't really add your own fragrance mm-hmm. to coconut oil because the coconut
is oil strong.
Is so,
it's so strong.
It's so fragrant. So I'm just like, okay. So I was talking to one of my other friends and we were all looking up butters and everything. And we were talking about mango butter because we were looking at all the dishes. She was like, it's a bunch of different butters out there. Mm-hmm. And so I went and got some store-bought mango butter. Yeah. And I think the first one I got had a mango scent to it. But mango butter really doesn't.
It's really nice. It's actually really smooth, yeah.
Right. It's scent-free, but the only one I could find at that point in time, they had put fragrance in it already. So again, I tried to put my own fragrance in there, which I was using fragrance oil, which is a little bit different from essential oils.
Yeah,
I liked it, but it, you know, wasn't, I hadn't perfected it, I'll say, at that point. And then I found some I found some non-scented, which is the original for the mango butter. And then I used that. One of my other friends, she uses a bunch of different butters and she was talking about how she melts it down and all of this. And so I tried that. And then I would take the fragrance oil and I would put it in a different container and I would drop a few drops in one day and drop a few drops of something else in one day. And because she was like, oh, I just wouldn't want to go through. It's too much like chemistry. And I was like, I actually enjoy chemistry.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, but you just have to be patient. So, like, I didn't do it all at once. It was like I would put a couple of drops in one day and another day. And I would wait until I got to the fragrance that I was like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
And I added that to the mango butter. And I messed up a few times. I think one time I did it, and it smelled like blue magic. Walk around smelling like grease.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I tried it a couple of times, and one time it was kind of hard, and one of my coworkers, she would try it, and she's like, yeah, this is nice. And when I finally got to a decent point, my coworker's like, you should sell this. And I was just like, I'm kind of doing it for myself. That sounds like too much work.
Yeah.
And then I went to another Sisters of the Sea event. It was their 25th anniversary surfing contest, which there is one coming up September 7th of this year. But I was at that one last year. And so this is fairly, you know, fresh.
Yeah.
Right? And I went to one of the ladies' house because she lives like right there on the beach. I didn't have to like drive all the way back home, and mm-hmm. I'm taking a shower. And I was oiling up, and I was getting ready to come out the bathroom, and I opened the door, and she's like, that smells good. What is that? And I was like, oh, it's just some oil that I, you know, make up. And she was like, you should sell that. So I was like, okay, wow, that's two people.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to go through the research. I remember starting my own publishing company. It was a lot of research just getting mm-hmm. started, right?
Yeah.
And so I had no clue about how to get started in like butters or making your own cosmetic product.
Mm-hmm.
But my hairstylist, she makes her own shampoo and her own oil. And so I was like, I'm going to call Ari. So I called Ari. And I was like, hey, you know, can you just give me some directions that I'll go do it or whatever. And so she told me where to search and what I needed to search.
Okay.
She was like, because you want to make sure that the ingredients are da da da. And I was like, yeah, you know, that makes sense, because even the butter that I was making at that point in time, it still was leaving like a small rash, because fragrance oils break me out. I don't know about everybody else, but it breaks me out. And so I was like, let me try essential oils.
Well,
so I go in, I search for the body butter, I search for the fragrance oil, because I used actually, I think it was like 10 oils at the time.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
But she was like, you need to make sure that, you know, they react this way and all that, you know. So I had to research everything, the reaction, what they're good for, mm-hmm. what they're used for. And I was like, a lot of them were doubling. Well, and some of them still double the supposed reaction that mm-hmm. you're going to get. But I wanted to make sure that I got the fragrance that I wanted.
Yeah.
So I ordered 6 of the fragrances. And one of them, I was like, you know what? And I still haven't used it. It's in the cabinet now. I was just like, I'll use that for something else, because I don't really. And that was chamomile.
Okay.
So I left the chamomile out. I was using that for relaxation because I had muscle joint problems, and you know, I wanted to try to calm my nerves. But I was already using lavender and jasmine, was supposed to be good. It's really wakes you up. So does the bergamot. The lemongrass, you know, you always smell
it. I love lemongrass.
And it's like lemongrass.
Yep.
So, like, all of that, I was, you know, using those fragrances. And then I always like rose. It just adds a softness mm-hmm. to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I made my first batch with the essential oils. And this is before I even add the butter, because the oil fragrance is the key, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before, I also had used, like, I tried olive oil, I tried almond oil, and I tried avocado oil.
Okay.
Avocado oil has no fragrance, really.
Yeah.
Olive oil has a little bit of fragrance. If you know how you cook, you know mm-hmm. how olive oil smells. Almond oil doesn't have fragrance, but people have nut allergies, so I kind of left almond oil and avocado oil out there at that point in time, because I was like, I'm fairly comfortable with olive oil. I hadn't mm-hmm. used olive oil on my hair for years. I've been natural since 98.
Okay,
so I had used olive oil on my hair for years, and so I was comfortable with that oil. You know, it was tried and true for me.
Yeah.
And so I made the fragrances up, and I was like, this isn't quite what I like.
Okay.
I said, it smells good, but it's, you know, a bit much for me. So I said, but other people might like it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to waste their oil. It's just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why? We don't like to waste around here.
So I made a second batch and laid off on some of the, you know, oils that I figured made that. Because once you make the fragrance a mm-hmm. lot, then you know what adds what fragrance to, you know, the mixture.
Yeah.
It's kind of like cooking, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know what it's going to do when you add it to a meal, so a dish. So I made that second batch and I was like, yeah,
okay.
this is the one.
Nice.
But I mixed both of them up and I took them and I let different people try them. And mm-hmm. I still get an equal response. So I was like, I got to keep both of them.
Yeah, yeah. So both of those titles where you came, Miami and Venice,
right.
I have smelled both and I have actually tried both as well. And
yeah.
I really like it. And the reason why, like, people may be wondering, why are you guys talking product? Okay, so one, we met at a surfing event.
Right.
Okay, so we're two black women and there's not a lot of us in the space. It is getting bigger. Two, when you think of retail products for, you know, after you get out of the ocean, you find, like, your basic, like, lotions and stuff like
right.
that. And honestly, I don't know of many, yes, there are many, like, black people doing the body butters and stuff like that. And it's very hard to find. And so when I found this and you told me about this, I was like, oh, that's awesome. Because you can get out the ocean, you can use some butter, a nice butter that smells really good, that's made by us as well. It's
yeah.
awesome. And so that's why I wanted to have you on.
And it's actually good. If you put it on before, it mm-hmm. doesn't, and I've been on in the ocean, you know, a couple of hours, and my body is still moisturized when I get out of the ocean. And, you know, the ocean is salty, so.
Yeah, yeah, it is very salty.
The salinity here in Jacksonville is, you know, unmatched.
Yeah, so you have Miami and Venice.
Right.
Those are the names of the body butters. And then
mm-hmm.
do you want to tell us, like, what sizes you offer and whatnot?
So we offer two sizes. We offer the personal
okay.
or travel size, which is 0.5 ounces.
Okay, nice.
And then we offer the full size.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 7 ounces. And right now, we're doing a pre-launch sale,
mm-hmm.
and after that, that's, you know, to get everything
mm-hmm.
is working, make sure the website is working properly, the shipping is, you know, and I have
yeah.
all the everything together, so it's going to be sent out to friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Make sure everything's going smoothly.
Yes,
okay.
yes, because, you know, I even did that with Sisters of the Sea that allowed me to come out to one of their events. They do a breast cancer survivors surfing event, and they let me come out and take my
butters
out there. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That was cool. And I realized that I cannot sell my butters on the beach.
Yeah,
just because they will melt.
The
like
heat,
it was,
yeah.
We were out there early in the morning, and by the time we left at 10, you know,
mm-hmm.
I still had them on ice, and they were still like, you take them out of the, you know, this is Florida. You take
yeah,
them out.
Yeah.
Out of the
it didn't
cooler,
take long,
but yeah,
it's
melting. So I realized then that selling on the beach would not be a good deal, even though this is beach body, but I can sell near the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of the shops around the beach, hopefully, inshallah. But you can't. Yeah, selling on the beach is yeah, it's not a really good thing for the butter. And right now, we will not be selling during the summer months, so like April through September, and we will start selling in October. So it'll be October through, I guess, April. So, you know, around that
mm-hmm.
time. The friends and family right now, they understand that it might
yeah.
melt when it gets to them, so they understand that the consistency might not be the same. But I'd rather for my customers to
mm-hmm.
get the nice whipped smooth.
Okay. Yeah.
Even though it doesn't really separate, I think because of the way that I actually process them, it takes me, I don't like add all of my stuff ingredients in it. Sorry about that.
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't add all of my ingredients in at one time. It's a process for me and it takes days to make. So that to me, that's worth the price because it's handmade. It's essential oils. Yeah. It's mango butter. It's olive oil. So it's not
it's all premium these, quality.
Right, stuff, premium quality. Even to the jars. You know?
They look nice. Yeah, they look nice.
I mean, when I made the fragrance and people started, and it was like, well, why don't you try these jars and you can put labels on them? And I was like, this smells kind of, it's perfumey. It's like an elegant smell. So I was like, I can't just put this in any jar.
Yeah.
It would not do well.
You gotta match. Yeah.
And so I have I have custom made jars and people seem to enjoy the fragrance. They enjoy the feel, the texture of the butter. They enjoy the jar, the look.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that'll continue.
That's so awesome. And then, so with you said you're going into pre-launch. So do you have like an estimation of when you're going to launch the product?
October.
So that's all we have for now. Yeah. Okay.
So
keep us into
pre-launch and then like October. But in the meantime,
do you want to tell people where they can find you in the meantime?
Oh yeah, you can find me on beachbodybutter.com. I'll also be doing another podcast with GS1US. If you know GS1, for those of you who makers or artisans of butters or skincare products, GS1 is the global standard for barcodes.
So you can
get barcodes anywhere, but if you want to sell on Amazon, I believe they request that you do use a GS1 barcode.
Okay.
So GS1 can be scanned by retailers around the world.
That makes it easier on you, I'm sure. Like,
right?
So you'd be using a universal standard.
Yeah, it makes you more visible. And I knew that, well, I know that eventually I want to be able to sell global, but I want to be able to sell year round. And the best way for me to do that is for me to find a retailer or something that would, you know, that could host my product.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, it needs to be on the standard. So I'm going ahead and getting started. And I will be on the GS1 podcast September 24th.
Okay, awesome.
And the workshop is to make 2D a reality, steps to success.
Okay.
And so so I hope you all
tune in.
And just come find out more about GS1, especially if you have products. And it doesn't have to just be skincare, but if you have products and you want them to be sold in a retail environment, you need to find out about GS1. You need to find out about the standards.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's accessible to small businesses. It's really not a lot of money.
That's good.
You can get a stack of 10 barcodes, I believe, for $200.
Okay.
Or you can buy them individually for like $30.
Okay, that's good to know, because I am going to talk to other small businesses, black businesses. It's a lot going on out there, and I do want to bring the people resources, so that's great. Thank you for mentioning that. Is there anything else you want the people to know?
Check us out. Start looking for us around the end of September online. And again, that's beachbodybutter.com.
And I'll put a link in the show notes.
And Venice is, they're both, the scents are very pungent. When you first put them on, they hit you.
Yeah.
But they kind of wane throughout the day. The scent stays on you, but it's not as loud. But they go on strong. It'll definitely wake you up in the morning.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time out to talk with me, Pearl. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This was fun.